Welcome back to halftime here of our football games tonight on 95.7 KQWC and 92.9 and 1570 KZWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Friday evening. Got done talking with Webster City senior Landon Griffin. Now we're talking with South Hamilton senior Bobby Tapper joins us. Bobby, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yes.
So as we open things up here, obviously you just wrapped up your senior cross-country season. How would you say your senior cross-country season went in your final go-around?
I think it went pretty well. Got a new PR a whole minute, so I improved over the season.
And outside of cross-country, what are some of the other activities that you've been involved in your 4 years at South Hamilton?
I have been involved in wrestling and track, and I've been involved in 4-H and FFA and the youth group of Community Church of Camrar.
All right, and kind of piggybacking off of those things that you're doing, obviously through all those experiences, you're going to have a couple of moments that stand out to you. And what would you say that your maybe most memorable moment or two from your time in high school has been, whether it's in those activities, you know, in terms of sports or like those activities you mentioned that's more academic related?
I would definitely say last year on cross-country season, I definitely had a good connection with all my teammates and definitely one of the best years of my schooling.
And kind of piggybacking off of that from moments talking about biggest achievements, and this could be something, this could be athletic or this could be academic or something else that you're just really proud of that you accomplished in high school, what would that biggest achievement be so far?
Definitely biggest achievement is probably getting top sales for FFA, definitely one of my biggest achievements.
Now, kind of switching gears a little bit, and obviously, like you said, with all the activities you do, you're going to be very busy, but when you are not doing those activities, what are some things you like to do in your free time?
I like to hang out with my friends and either play video games or lift mainly.
Gotcha. And now segueing over to talking about, first of all, you know, kind of talking about yourself a little bit more. You know, you're obviously around a lot of people with all the activities you do. How would your peers describe you, Bobby Tapper, on a day-out basis, just with the way you carry yourself?
Probably describe me as a hardworking person that is passionate to whatever I do.
All right, and kind of switching gears now to a couple more, I guess, serious questions for lack of a better term. If you could, you know, go back and talk about maybe a lesson you learned to maybe your freshman year self or to someone that's going into high school, what's maybe that one valuable lesson you would tell your younger self or that someone that's coming into high school?
Let's make friends when you're younger and friends that will last a lifetime.
I like it. I like that a lot. And finally, moving on to our final question, Bobby, I like to say this for all of our seniors because I feel like it is that important. But talking about role models, everyone in high school's got someone they look up to, whether it's a teacher, it's a coach, it's your parents, it's a sibling, could even be someone that was just a couple years older than you that kind of showed you the ropes. Out of all those possibilities, if you had to narrow it down to one or two people, who would those role models be in your time in high school?
My time of high school, I would definitely say either Ness or Etner, my teachers. Both of them have taught me a lot throughout my school years, and they have always encouraged me to do better, and I think they're best role models.
Well, Bobby, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck here the rest of your senior year.
Thank you.
That was Bobby Tapper here in our Senior Spotlight interview presented by Iowa Central Community College. We'll be back to the field after this on 95.7 FM and 92.9, 1570 AM.